The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 17th of November. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief with Seadrill, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the Republic of Ireland squad will continue their preparation today for the Nations League clash with Bulgaria. They're without a goalkeeping coach after Alan Kelly opted against travelling to Dublin on health grounds. Kelly is an asthmatic. He saw James McLean and Matt Doherty pull out of the squad yesterday with COVID-19. Shamrock Rovers pair Aaron McAniff and Graham Burke joined up with the squad yesterday, along with the under-21 pair Troy Parrish and Jack Taylor. Adam Ida has also dropped out of the squad because of injury. Manager Stephen Kenny has been deprived of 13 players now for tomorrow's match at the Aviva Stadium. The international break continues to bring more bad news for Liverpool. Jordan Henderson, the captain, has returned to the club after picking up an injury while on international duty with England. Mo Salah is to have another COVID-19 swab on Thursday. The Egyptian tested positive last Friday. It's hoped a negative result this week will allow him to return to Merseyside. In rugby, Leinster made it 6 wins from 6 in the Guinness Pro 14 last night. Kian Kelleher scored a second-half hat-trick of tries in a 50-10 win over Edinburgh at the RDS. Head coach Leo Cullen was happy with the night's work.
We had a pretty experienced group, if you think, particularly in the forwards. A lot of guys have played a lot of matches for Leinster over the years. So it's tricky conditions, as you can see. But overall, I think, particularly that first half, the way we play variety in our attack in particular, and that clinical edge in terms of taking some of the opportunities that were there. So overall, lots of good things in the game.
Meanwhile, Marcel Coetzee scored 4 of Ulster's 9 tries in a 57-14 thrashing of Zebre in Parma. Ronan O'Gara does not think Conor Murray should occupy the out-half berth in Saturday's Nations Cup match against England. Murray assumed kicking duties against Wales, and now Johnny Sexton is out of the trip to Twickenham with a hamstring problem. O'Gara believes there are other options.
There's a fair amount of skill to get that position right. With all due respect to Conor, he's an excellent 9, but I don't think he'd be an excellent 10. Far from test level, but that's my opinion on it. But maybe I have too much belief in the other 10s in the country, but I think it's not an option. I think if you're a test or an out half for one of the provinces, and you saw Conor Murray playing at out half for Ireland at the weekend, it would leave you bitterly disappointed.
A reminder that the OTB Brief is brought to you by Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come. In Gaelic games, Davy Fitzgerald is to stay on with the Wexford Hurlers into 2021. He's urged the panel to finish what they started despite a disappointing hurling championship. A provincial defeat to Galway was followed by a qualifier loss to Clare. Next year will be Fitzgerald's 5th year in charge of the Model County. In golf, newly crowned Masters champion Dustin Johnson has thanked his brother for his help in winning the green jacket for the first time. Austin Johnson was Dustin's caddy as the American won the final major of the year by 5 shots at Augusta.
The tears were coming on 18 green. I jabbed my brother too. I told him to stop because he's going to make me start bawling right there. But AJ's my brother. He's my best friend. Don't know if I'd be as successful as I am right now without him.
There's a night race card at Limerick this afternoon, the first off there at 12:25. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're chatting to Mickey Quinn, Daniel Harris, Louise Galvin and Dunica Walsh. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on our brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.